الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحافظ المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that whenever any matter issue arises in the Muslim community, then people on their own should not spread it. Today we easily make anything viral on the social media, but this should be seen first, referring to the elders and let them see if it is advisable or not. In the first place, in the hadith, it comes, if any news comes to us about anything, before we tell anybody about it, we must establish whether it is true or not. Because lot of rumors go around, lot of false things go around. And it comes in the hadith, if everything what a person hears and he does not verify and he passes it on to others, that is enough to write him down as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. And the punishment of lying is very great. So much so it comes that a Muslim can steal, a Muslim can commit zina, but a Muslim can't lie. Islam and lying does not go together. So serious it is. And then even if it is verified, whether the public should come to know about it or not, there are many things which are not, which is harmful if it comes out in the public. So that also should be first referred to the elders, those who have got experience, those who have got knowledge, and they then decide whether it should be sent out or not. Now in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala, and in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah will save you from the harm of these evil people. All who do these wrong things, Allah will protect Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat that Allah gives the command of jihad. فَآتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ So to learn Allah ki rahmeh. What is important to note, that Allah has used the singular here, addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singularly. That not the whole thing. And from here a great principle is learned also, that whatever has to be done by somebody, like for example establishment of namaz in the house, the first is for that person himself. Every individual, the mother, the father, brother, sister, son, daughter, everyone is personally responsible. And after that, then you command the others also to do it. And if the others don't do it, if you did your duty of telling them, you are absolved, your duty is fulfilled. If the others listen or don't listen, that is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to do it yourself and convey it to others. Unfortunately, our system today is that we don't practice ourselves and we command others to do. That is the completely the wrong way. We must do it ourselves and then command the others and to the best of our ability. And whether they do it or not, we are not responsible. Our duty is to convey, do it ourselves and convey the message. So Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if nobody supports you, then you alone made jihad and you have done your duty. فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ تُو ذِمِّدَار نہیں مگر اپنی جان کا. You are not responsible for the actions of other people. If other people didn't bring iman, they didn't make namaz, etc., they didn't make jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not responsible for that. He conveyed the message, now it is every individual's responsibility. وَحَرِّدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ However, اور تاکید کر مسلمانوں کو encourage the believers, stress upon them the commands of Allah, make all your efforts so that they understand what the commands of Allah are and they do them. That is your duty, to do it yourself and to encourage others as much as you can, whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, whether it is in the ummah. Every individual is first and foremost responsible to make amal himself. And after that, to make effort on other people. Whether the others do it or not, that is not his responsibility. And he won't be asked about that either. وَسَلَّهُ أَيَّكُفَّ بَعْثَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قَرِيبْ يَكَرْتَ بَنْ كَرْتَ لَرَائِ كَافِرُكِ. And very close it is that Allah Ta'ala would stop the fighting of the non-believers. Where they were fighting against the against the Muslims right up to about the 8th year of Hijri. Allah had now said that I will stop them. And now the Muslims will be on the offensive. And they went everywhere almost throughout the existing world of that time with the Dawah of Islam, and where necessary they made jihad. Now the time came to an end where Muslims were on the defense and the Kuffar were on the offense. Now the Muslims became on the offense and the Kuffar went on the defense. All this is first when deen is built in a person. Then Allah, then he will be able to overcome the kuffar on the battlefield. But without deen in our lives, no namaz in our lives, namazes are not in order in our lives, we're copying the ways of the kuffar. In that way, Allah's help does not come. First we have to come right, then Allah's help comes, and then Muslims can be on the offensive, and then they can defeat the enemy on the battlefield. وَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ بَأْسًا وَأَشَدُّ تَنْكِيلًا. اور اللہ بہت سخت ہے لرائے میں اور بہت سخت ہے سزا دینے میں. And when Allah declares war, who can stand against Allah? Allah is most powerful. And also in giving of punishment, the punishment which Allah gives, nobody can give such punishment. Allah's punishment is also very, very severe, and Allah Ta'ala's help and to overcome the enemy on the battlefield, there is no power greater than Allah Ta'ala. And to get that power, we must become Allah. That is, we must please Him. What He wants us to do, our ibadat must be in order, and all the other branches of deen, our business dealings must be in order, our social etiquette must be in order, our character must be in order, then Allah's help comes. And then wherever the Muslims are, Allah Ta'ala helps them. Today we are dressed like the kuffar and we want to fight the kuffar. We are just like them. We are like part of them. How can we fight them? We have to be a distinct nation of our own. Then we can fight them. So Allah Ta'ala has given a great lesson in this ayah that we must come right ourselves properly, encourage all others to the best of our means. And then we are not responsible if other people do not respond. And for all the effort of deen, even if you have to stand up alone to do it, you must do. As here Allah has commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam left the world, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was chosen as the Khalifa. He said that if nobody goes and makes jihad against the enemy, I will go alone and I will fight them. And then Allah's great help came and Islam spread like wildfire in the whole world. So that is when a person takes it upon himself, I am responsible. In our homes, as the head of the family, the father, the husband, we must stand up properly for Islam. And then we encourage the rest of the family members. But we must bring proper Islam in ourselves, in the community, everywhere. Whoever is responsible must first bring Islam in their life and make the proper effort to bring Islam into the lives of the others. And then Allah's help comes and then Islam flourishes. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.